Hey everyone, this is John.
This is Wes.
And this is Ryan.
Oh, I still taste that beer.
This is the Nintendo Show, the best damn Nintendo podcast on the internet.
This is great. Everyone missed it, but you guys grew a little hair on your testicles. We drank some beer, which is what I do every single episode.
Every single day of your life, really.
Pretty much.
This is not a podcast. This is an intervention.
Wait, what? What? Is that why my family's here?
Yeah, the banner's in the closet. We forgot to put it out, John. Yeah.
We didn't come back for an intervention, yes.
God, you guys judge me. I'll judge you.
We want you to know this is not coming from a place of love.
Really?
Anyway.
On that note.
Yeah, so
this is next week, everyone.
Kind of a half Pokemon show here, because we are going to play Who's That Pokemon, and we were talking about, the new footage of Pokemon Sun and Moon that was supposed to air in Japan on April 3rd. Turns out that footage was the exact same fucking footage from the Nintendo Direct that we already talked about. So, nothing to see
here.
Nothing
to talk about there.
So, let's just jump right into it.
Actually, there's been a lot of stuff going on with Pokemon Go.
Yeah?
There's actually a subreddit now that opened up called Silph Road, which is about people that are doing, I guess what this amounts to is just beta testing right now.
Right.
So, there's also non-disclosure agreements for people involved in it. So, if you are affiliated with press in any way, you can't say anything or do anything. But... yeah, I mean, more to come when we can actually fuck around with it.
Yeah.
I guess.
It'll be nice when that's finally out. So, Wes, you're hosting this week, so let's jump right into it.
Oh my god, I forgot.
Let's do it.
Yeah, the reason why we're doing this is because I forgot my notes last week when we actually did the Poke Show, and I went, holy crap, we can't do name that Pokemon.
Yeah.
So, I need a player one and a player two.
I'll do player one.
You'll do player one?
Sure.
All right. I think some of these may be some repeats from past ones.
Okay.
I think I had to, but I went completely random like John did.
Yeah, well, we're bound to run into repeats.
So. Yeah, so I went full random. Whatever the thing popped up, or it did.
Cool. I'm prepared.
So
I've been studying.
I'm not prepared.
Prepare your anus. player one. Yeah, look at that shit.
Yeah. All right, I'm afraid of where this is going now.
They stretch and then contract, yanking their rocks along with them in a bold hops. They eat seaweed that washes up on the shoreline.
My anus was not ready for this one. Okay, so...
Stretched and then contract.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was like.
Really weird coincidence.
Okay, can you read it one more time?
They stretch and then contract, yanking their rocks along with them in bold hops. They eat seaweed that washes up on the shoreline.
Dragging their rocks with them, huh?
Stretch, contract, yank.
Yeah.
They yank.
Stretch, contract, yank, hop.
Hop.
Seaweed.
Man, there's a lot of information in this one. I'm drawing a blank, though. Oh, what could this be? I'm going to need more information. Let's go for the stats.
The stats are 42, 52, 67, 39, 56, and 50.
So we're probably looking at an early evolution. 42, 52, 67, 39, 56, 50. Okay. That doesn't really help me a whole lot. Let's get the gen.
6.
Ooh, a new one. Okay. So we're looking at the 6th gen. There's not a whole lot of... Shoreline makes me think of a water type. Maybe I need to get off that line of thinking. But like water types, you'd like a Clauncher. Might be on a shoreline. Maybe... God, if it's the Tyrantum. What's the first form? I think that's Tyrant. If it's that other fossil, I'm sunk. I don't know what that thing's name is.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't know what to, because that's an ice rock type. Maybe that would be in a shoreline, maybe not. Carbink, that's more fun in cave. That's not a... Let's get the types. Maybe that'll help me out.
It is a rock water.
Rock water type. God, a rock water type from the 6th gen. That should give it away right there. There's not a whole lot of new Pokemon in the 6th gen. Rock water. Oh, this is... the barnacle looking thing. Let me write down some names. It's the first form, clearly. I'm not sure if this is its actual name, but I'm gonna take a stab at it. Binnacle?
It is Binnacle.
Nice!
Yeah, nicely done.
So I forgot the points. So
that'd
went
be
all
plus
the way
two. Yeah, I went to the fourth hint. Yeah.
Ryan.
Okay.
According to many old tales, it creates friends for itself by controlling sleeping children on starry nights.
Whoa.
Super creepy entry. Loved it.
One more time.
According to many old tales, it creates friends for itself by controlling sleeping children on starry nights.
Sleepy children on starry nights. Whenever they have a phrase like that, the many
I'm not
tales...
saying because there's a steel mechanic.
Okay. Oh, gotcha.
Okay.
I'm like writing down right out the gate. Gonna, like, is this right? What is it
steel
right?
Mechanic. You have to
it's wrong. Validate me, Wesley.
Validate me, yeah, it makes me think, because they say like an old tale, they're not going to like a legendary. It's usually the kind of language they throw onto those things. One more time again with language.
According to many old tales, it creates friends for itself by controlling sleeping children on starry nights.
Hmm. Oh, I think I might have an idea. Hmm.
Give me a hint, it's a Pokemon.
Mm.
Oh, that puts me back to square one.
That narrows it down to 721 for you.
Oh, boy.
Don't say I never gave you anything.
All right, I guess I'll go with stats. Right? Next, I get stats?
Yep.
Or the first thing
do,
I
you, do you have anything right on, or are you just going to go off your head, or what?
I just tell me the numbers if I want them. You want to hold them to me again?
60, 45, 70, 75, 85, 55.
Ooh, okay. This,
I didn't put down the combined totals. I wish I did. But
yeah, no, that's fine. Like, I think it's leading me towards what I think it is. I'm just trying to think. One more time with the numbers again.
60, 45, 70, 75, 85,
55. It does seem pretty strong for what my gut's telling me. Wait, just to eyeball it, what's the ballpark total?
Ballpark total?
Yeah.
Well, it's down the bar here. So that's 105. Mm-hmm. 175.
Like 500?
245. 300. 385? 385. If you just add them all up.
Oh, jeez. It seems like it's a little too strong for. I'm gonna guess.
Okay.
Muna.
No. John, you want to steal?
So are we playing the steal rules that
if
I...
If you get it right, you get plus one. You get wrong, minus one. I think that's fair. There is a penalty for stealing.
Yeah. No, I'm going to pass on the steal.
Okay. It is Gotharita.
Mm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I would have gotten that wrong.
Yeah.
Okay.
Gen 5, Psychic, Psybeam, Double Slap, Embargo, and Faint Attack.
Mm.
I'm glad I didn't keep going. That would have only further enforced me thinking it was.
So you got, what is that on you? Minus two then?
Yeah.
Because you went to the second. Stats.
Yeah. All right, I'm ready.
All right. Just like a plant, it uses photosynthesis. As a result, it is always enveloped in clean air.
Just like a plant, so it's not a plant, huh? All right. Interesting.
Just like a plant.
Just like a plant.
Just like a real boy.
Mm. It's always around. That makes me immediately think of Sudowoodo. But I don't know. I don't think I want to take a stab at it this early in the game. So let's get some stats.
Plus you're ahead by like four, so.
It can turn around so quick.
It really can. 65, 110, 130, 60, 65, 95. So
I don't think
total
that's Sudowoodo.
Of a number I don't know.
That's really big.
I don't think that's Sudowoodo, because yeah, that's upwards of 500, if not more. Big attack and defense. Pretty quick, too. That's not half bad for speed.
No, I like that.
Just like a plant.
Just like a plant, sprouting for the very first time.
I hope you have more lyrics prepared.
Let's get the gen.
Gen 4.
Now, I'm thinking... maybe an Obama Snow. The types are going to give me that immediately if that is him. Because just like him, I mean, he's a Yeti. He's a Yeti that's also a grass type.
Can you read the entry again?
Sure. Just like a plant, it uses photosynthesis. As a result, it is always enveloped in clean air.
I need some more clues here. Let's get the type.
Grass.
Just grass, huh?
Straight grass.
From the fourth gen, with those big stats, it's gotta be a That's got to be a tan growth. But is tan growth special that low? Doesn't seem right. Who are the other grass types from the... Maybe a Torterra. Maybe looking at the starter. No, he's grass ground though. That can't be him.
Hexaurus?
Yeah, maybe it's Hexaurus.
What else? Kyurem? Yeah, that's Kyurem. In the fifth gem.
Yep.
You're right, that's in the fourth gen, but since this isn't fifth gen, since we're talking about fourth gen, then that's
it's not. It can't be Kyurem.
It can't be Kyurem.
There's no grass legendaries.
That's weird. I feel like there should be. Isn't there a grass fighting legendary?
In the fourth gen, there's no grass legendary. Oh. But yes, I think there's a grass fighting legendary.
It's like a dog thing, right? The deer?
Yeah, fifth gen. And it's one of the Sacred Sword trio.
But good for it.
Fourth gen, could it be an evolution of something? Because it's not going to be like Cherum or Cheruby. That's like the grass type for that generation. I can't think of any other grass types in there.
Still got the moves.
I'm going to have to go to the moves. I'm in too deep at this point.
Does this Pokemon have moves? Giga Drain, Leaf Blade, Quick Attack, Last Resort.
Oh, fuck me. This is Leafeon.
Indubitably.
Got it.
Plus one on you.
Nice.
That Last Resort gave it away, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. That was it.
I'm sorry for this next one. At a time.
Okay.
One alone can emit only a trickle of electricity. So as a group of them gathers to unleash a powerful electric attack.
Sounds like... I wonder what type it is.
Yeah. I don't know. It sounds like there's all kinds of electric ones that travel around in groups, right? Gustle and Minun. And
sure there is.
Probably Vulporb or Magnemite.
Geodude.
Onyx. Gengar.
Nidoking.
And Nidoqueen. It could be both of them together.
It's definitely Pidgeot.
Yeah, all right. Survivor. Read the entry one more time.
One alone can emit only a trickle of electricity. So as a group of them gathers to unleash a powerful electric shock. I wrote something wrong with this because that doesn't...
Well, that's what annoys me.
The grammar of that is nonsense.
If it's Plusle or Minun, I might as well just flip coin. Or if it's something else entirely, who knows? All right, I'll play the game. So what are the stats? 35,
55, 40, 45, 40, 60.
Is that shit? Just like those two? God... Maybe the gen would help. I think I can give it a gen.
Gen 5.
Oh, so it's recent.
The plot thickens.
What are the ones from Gen 5? Maybe it's something that's like electric and something else. It's pure electric. Read the stats one more time.
35, 55, 40, 45, 40, 60.
Okay. So I'm assuming it's electric. And it favors attack over special attack? Right? Just by hair?
Yep.
Oh, God. I'll go ahead and just guess. Blitzle.
Tynamo.
All right.
The preform of that weird leech thing.
So I guess I can't steal then?
Crap, I forgot. Were you going to guess Tynamo?
No, it's this. Don't worry about it.
Were you going to guess Tynamo?
That's what I was thinking.
Right.
I was like, it's either that or the Elecross.
Right. I was.
And I assumed that it would favor attack over special attack.
I forgot how to do that.
When you asked if it favors attack or special attack and you said attack, that I would have probably guessed Blitzle as well. But I was delivering between Blitzle and Tynamo, but doesn't matter.
I'm sorry.
It's fine. If I lose by 1 point, that'll be mad. I'm not going to be mad now. Who cares?
It's a new mechanic.
Yeah, it's fine.
How many is that? That's
you're in digit.
One, two, three. So am I
I've got all mine wrong. You've got all yours right. So
well, you know, we're just two in this. We're
just we got a long way to go. I mean, we just...
I always trip at the finish line anyway.
That's true.
All right, Johnny.
Yep.
Its four horns are a high-performance radar system. It uses them to sense sounds and smells rather than using ears or a nose.
Fuck you.
This was completely random. I went to that website that you used, and I typed in, like,
I believe
six,
you.
And boom.
I believe you.
Here's player one.
Four horns, huh? Four horns, and it's sensing with them. Kind of makes me think of a machine. Maybe this is a steel type. I don't know how far I want to take this. All right, let's hear the stats.
68, 75, 53, 83, 113, 60.
Big special defense. Not that big, though. This could be probably a second or a third form. This isn't a first form.
Its four horns are a high-performance radar system. It uses them to sense sounds and smells rather than using ears or a nose.
So it might have ears or a nose, you just might not use them.
Nope. I think by its entry, it means zero noses and zero ears.
God. Mm-hmm. All right, let's hear the gen.
Gen 6.
I'm going to need a lot of clues for this one. Mm-hmm. Horns and Gen 6. Fuck. My big special defense, maybe this is a Sligo. It's a dragon type. The type is going to help me. Give me the type.
Dragon.
So this is either, this is a Sligo or maybe a Noivern. What was the entry again?
Its four horns are a high-performance radar system. It uses them to sense sounds and smells rather than using ears or a nose.
No, Noivern is a Noivern's a dragon flying. This can't be a Gudra. I don't think that the special defense is big enough to be a Gudra. So, no, I'm just thinking about which forms. What's his first form? I think his first form is Sligo. What's the second form? Jump in anytime, Ryan. It's the second form of Goombi, maybe? Doesn't seem right. I don't think that'd be a name of a Pokemon.
It's Corsola, right?
That's Corsola. Exactly correct.
Did you read the entry? That's my go-to when I'm like, I need to fill 15 seconds of air.
Its four horns are a high-performance radar system. It uses them to sense sounds and smells rather than using ears or a nose.
Mm-hmm. Maybe I'm on the complete wrong track here. Maybe it's not one of those two. Are there other dragons? There's... the other dragon's Dragon Poison. Because I think they only added three more dragons. Mm. It's that second form that I can't think of. I was going to go ahead and say Sligo.
It is Sligo.
Nice!
Because Sligo is the second form.
Oh, right. What's the first form?
I can't remember.
Okay, well, great.
Go look it up.
Isn't it Goomy?
Goomy.
Goomy's the first form, yeah.
Yeah, you're correct, sir.
You're correct, sir.
Cool.
So, yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4. So you get, what, 2?
Yeah.
Okay, let's
just winning with singles here.
All right. All right. Ryan, no pressure. But you're a little behind. Yeah.
If I can get one right, the points will start going in the positive direction.
The temp of their breath is negative 58 degrees Fahrenheit. They create snow crystals and make snow fall in the areas around them.
Snow crystals and snow fall around them.
Heatran.
That's it. Dude, you're supposed to steal when he guesses was wrong.
My God, my bad, sorry.
God, man.
So, read it again.
The temp of their breath is negative 58 degrees Fahrenheit. They create snow crystals and make snow fall in the areas around them.
I can think of one big mouth ice type. Could be that. Should get me back in the game. If I'm wrong, it's -1, so I'm not losing the game immediately. Read it one more time.
The temp of their breath is negative 58 degrees Fahrenheit. They create snow crystals and make snow fall in the areas around them.
I'll just guess Glalie.
John, you want to take a stab at it?
No.
No. Yeah, I'm good.
No. Can't
get pass.
Vanillite. Vanillite. Okay.
Ice cream.
One. Ice cream. All right.
I'm ready.
Three more apiece, guys.
All right.
You can do this, Ryan.
What? How far am I down now?
Let's math. +5.
Can we math? John's at 2, 3, 5. 2, 5, 6. You're -6 and he's at 5.
So I'm 11 points behind.
Yes.
So please miss some.
just a couple.
Or don't make any one turn guesses.
This is the point where I just kind of go downhill. Sorry. This is going to become a game in a second here.
The line running down its side can store sunlight. It shines vividly at night. The line running down its side can store sunlight. It shines vividly at night.
Stop trying to touch my face.
No, I'm trying to click the pen.
Don't click the pen.
I was trying to click the pen. It's staring at me.
Let's get the stats.
That's 49, 49, 56, 49, 61, 66.
I don't want to be a jackass and not play the game. It was like, say, Sentret for everything from here on out.
Well, that'd be minus two. That'll put you at 9. And then he needs to guess next 3 at number 1.
But I don't want to play like that. It's a gentleman's game.
It's a gentleman's game. Mm. Like when Ryan's Peach in Super Smash Brothers and you go after everybody else before him.
Right. It's a gentleman's agreement.
I still win anyways because I'm Samus. Mm, impossible to kill.
I mean... Actually, Mew Peach is still pretty solid.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. You win by taunting the most, right? That's how
the winner's determined. Let's get the gen.
What gen is that? Gen 4.
Oh my god, these are all Gen 4s and Gen 6s.
Yeah, I thought that was weird.
Oh my goodness.
Now, there's a Gen 5 back there.
There's a light going down its side.
There's a Gen 5. There's a couple of Gen 5s. There's three Gen 5s.
Did I get them all?
Well, no, yes, you've gotten them all. I've gotten all Gen 4s and 6s so far. I take 2 4s and 2 6s.
Oh, wow, I didn't even realize that.
That's not your fault. Random generator.
Random generator. Boom, boom, boom. Wow, yeah, literally. That's funny.
All right, give me the types. I'm in deep.
It is a water type.
Water type. Low stats. Is this Finneon?
It is Finneon.
Yes!
How on earth did you pull that one out of your butt?
I'm good at this game. I invented
I'm
it.
Good at this game. Finneon. So, 1, 2, 3, 4. What was that? Plus two.
Another single. Another single in the gap.
To shelter itself from cold, wintry winds, it covers itself in a cloak made of nearby twigs and leaves.
Hmm. Well, I did just guess Glalie wrong. Makes me think maybe it's Snorunt. It's got kind of like a cold cape for ice. Read it again.
To shelter itself from cold, wintry winds, it covers itself in a cloak made of nearby twigs and leaves.
That sounds so right.
I can't be wrong again.
Yeah.
He'll hit me.
Wow.
Just getting dark.
Read the entry one more time.
To shelter itself from cold, wintry winds, it covers itself in a cloak made of nearby twigs and leaves.
Might not even be an ice type, though. It's just cloaking itself. Although, God, it looks like it's wearing a fucking teepee, which is made of twigs. I'll say Snorunt.
Burmy? Oh, God, I didn't even let you steal again.
It's fine. I wouldn't have been able to get it from the hint. It's fine.
Burmy. That's a grass type, isn't it?
It's a bug. It's that weird bug that has 3 different colors. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's that weird bug.
Gen 4, right?
Gen 4.
Of course, fucking Gen 4.
All right, ready, John?
Yep.
It flies so silently through the dark on its 4 wings that it may not be noticed even when nearby.
4 wings, huh?
4 wings.
Is this Crobat?
It is indeed Crobat.
Yes!
Jeez.
Plus 5 on John. John got all the easy ones.
What are you talking about? Finneon? Fucking Finneon? Fuck you. No, I'm going to go down the list.
Let's go through here.
Binnacle?
Yeah, Binnacle. Leafeon. Friggin' Leafeon. Come on, man. Leafeon.
I don't know. I don't think I would have gotten any of those right in the first place.
I'm Leafeon, I probably would have
gotten. This has been a terrible round for me. I got every single one wrong.
Yeah.
I don't think I would have known
you
any
got tough
of
ones. You got Gothrina and Tynamo. I mean,
none of these have been a cakewalk for sure.
You don't
diminish my skill, though.
You got rough, man.
Sligoo? Fucking Sligoo?
Yeah, but it's freaking, what is it, Gen 5
six.
Dragon?
Six.
Come on, Gen 6 Dragon. There's only...
Come on. And you know, I think I probably would have gotten Leafeon a lot quicker if you just told me that the base stats were 525, because that's every fucking Eevee.
Yeah. All right, let's go ahead and end this.
All right.
What is the thing?
Can make balloons out of air. It makes these air balloons if it spots a drowning Pokemon. The air balloons enable the Pokemon in trouble to breathe.
Hmm.
The lifeguard Pokemon.
Sounds like a Jellicent thing, but it doesn't sound like something they'd do. One more time with the entry.
Can make balloons out of air. It makes these air balloons if it spots a drowning Pokemon. The air balloons enable that Pokemon in trouble to breathe.
I might want to steal, so keep that in mind.
All right, I'll remember this.
right. I'd like to get at least one right. I think games. How many have we done right now?
Yeah, you're negative. Five. You're minus like a lot.
Yeah, the game's already over. Yeah.
And you got plus five. You cannot come back. John can miss both of them at.
I only have one more.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't win.
One more time with the entry.
Can make balloons out of air. It makes these air balloons if it spots a drowning Pokemon. The air balloons enable the Pokemon in trouble to breathe.
Make air balloons. I'd like to get one right at least. I don't know. What stats?
Its stats are 100, 50, 80, 60, 80, 50.
I don't guess I'll just say Jellicent.
Sumeril. You didn't get to steal again, and we just discussed it at the beginning.
I would have gotten it wrong. It's okay.
I can't even think straight. What were you thinking?
I was thinking Floatzel. But now, once you said the HP, I was like, nah, it's not Floatzel.
Sumeril. That doesn't sound anything like an Sumeril.
No, it doesn't. These entries are really weird.
Big HP. But yeah, for creating a
Float. Oh, if I had just gone down the stats, you would have told me, what, Fairy Water? Duh. Mm-hmm. That's the end of that.
Water.
Fairy Water?
Azuril, do you mean?
Does Azumarill get Fairy?
Yeah, Azumarill. Yeah.
I missed that then.
Oh, well, glad I didn't ask.
Wow, that's
that would have made me not guess.
I mean, Gen 2.
yeah.
Oh, well, I'm just assuming anything that would be a Fairy. Okay, never mind.
Okay.
I don't know where I got this entry then, if it didn't say Fairy.
Let's wrap this up.
Yeah, all right. There's only two more, one for each. Small Pokemon occasionally gather on its unmoving back to begin building their nests.
Small Pokemon unmoving back building a nest. I won't drag this out. Golem.
It is Torterra.
Okay.
Alright. Back in it.
Stress level rises if it cannot keep moving constantly. Too much stress makes it feel sick.
Darmaten?
Vigoroth.
Okay.
So I ended with 11.
Yeah, some number.
So yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, okay. That was a bad round. You got everyone
was,
right?
I got everyone wrong.
You missed the last one because he didn't think it out and throw it out. Give me my clicky pen now.
Oh, I will trade when we are off the air.
I have no reason to click it now.
Okay. You son of a bitch.
I was putting it away in my pocket. I'll give you the tip out.
You are never
going to ink this all over my.
Yeah, come on, man.
You are never to be trusted again. Okay, so that's the end of Who's That Pokemon that's going to wrap up this show. And up next is the mini show. So.
Do I not get a punishment? I feel like that's...
We need a punishment. Can we just pull one?
Part and parcel of this?
Pick a song and sing it. I don't know.
All right, I'm not just going to... Okay, I'm not singing your random song. All right, we'll pay it forward. You know come up with a good punishment.
I came up with a punishment right now. But we have to look it up because I have no idea what it is or the words to it. The My Little Pony theme song.
We'll get to that in the next Pokemon show.
How about that?
Till next time.
Yeah. Click my pen, Ryle.
Trade pens.
I'll put it down here.
Okay.
Give me that pen. Oh, my God. I hate you already. Such a good pen. I hate you so much.
That pen is really adequate.
All right.
If you could control yourself.
I can't. The pen's so clicky.
Okay. All
right.